שלום, אנחנו לומדים קטעי מקור.
We're studying excerpts from the sources about the topic of an invitation to build a yearning for the creator or the burden.
קטע מספר 13 מתוך
כתבי בעל סולם. From Bala Sulam letter 18, one who assumes the complete burden of the kingdom of heaven finds no labor in the work of the Creator, and can therefore adhere with the Creator day and night, in light and in darkness. The rain, which is created in coming and going, changes and exchanges, will not stop him, since the Keter, which is Ein Sof, illuminates all completely equally. The fool who walks under a flood of preventions that pour on him from below and from behind, saying to all that he does not feel the cessation and the lack of dvekut as a corruption, what a corruption or iniquity it is on his part. Had he sensed that, he would certainly have strained to find some tactic to at least be saved from the cessation of dvekut, whether more or less. This tactic has never been denied of anyone who sought it, either as in the thought of faith, or as in confidence, or as in pleas of his prayer, which are suitable for a person specifically in the narrow and pressured places. Let's continue.
14 מתוך כתבי רבש א', אישה כי תזריע. העצה היחידה להשיג חיסרון.
14, this is from Rabash, if a woman inseminates. The only way to obtain a deficiency that we are lacking the desire to bestow is by prayer, which is a medium between man and the deficiency. That is, one prays for the Creator to give him something for which he has no deficiency, that he will lack it. It follows that the kli that is called a deficiency is a deficiency with respect to the feeling, meaning that he does not feel its lack. And the prayer is that the Creator will give him the light, which is the feeling of his lack. It therefore follows that the feeling is a lack. Thus he has no other choice but to pray to the Creator to give him a deficiency. And this is what connects the kli with the light.
Let's continue.
15 מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם מגרת י' א'.
15 from בעל הסולם letter 11. All the good of the awakening from below concerns only our learning how to feel the deficiency, as it is set before us by the Creator. This is the meaning of a prayer makes half. Since as long as one does not feel the deficiency, the part that was cut off from the whole, and the part does not feel as it should, one is incapable of complete adhesion, since this will not be considered advantageous for him, and one does not keep or sustain a needless thing. Our sages told us that there is a remedy for this feeling by the power of the prayer. When one is persistent in praying and craving to adhere to him perpetually, the prayer can do half, meaning that he will recognize that it is half. When the sparks multiply and become absorbed in the organs, he will certainly be rewarded with complete salvation, and the part will cling to the whole forever. Restlessness certainly causes it. Number 16, from Rabash, who testifies to a person. What can one do if after all the efforts he has made, he still does not feel the lack of not being able to bestow as pain and suffering? The solution is to ask the Creator to give him the kli called a lack from not feeling, and that he is unconscious, without any pain from being unable to bestow.
One of us. Yes.
Number 17. The righteous have no rest. Interpretation, since the abundance is blessed according to the level of the lack and longing of the righteous, to that extent, not less and not more, they always exert to deepen and expand their receptacle. For the giver has no measure, only the receiver. So their entire intention in life is to strengthen their yearning and make for themselves a receptacle in order to bring contentment by expanding the boundaries of Kedusha in the blessing of the Creator.
Teen, right? Excerpt 18 from the writings of Rabash. What is the meaning of suffering in the work? Our sages said, what I did not lose, I seek, that is, an old man walking bent down, always looking at the ground, as though searching for something. He says, I have lost nothing, yet I search. We should interpret, old is he who has acquired wisdom, chokhmah, that is, he is wise who sees the future, since he can come to a descent in order to acquire empty kelim, so that the Creator may fill them, or else he will remain in a state of loneliness, because he does not feel deficient. Then, when he loses the state of ascent, he begins to seek advice how to ascend in spirituality once again. Therefore, one who is old, meaning wise and sees the future, begins to search how to ascend in spirituality even before he loses the state of ascent. He begins to follow all the counsels about the ways to ascend on the spiritual degrees. And this is done by seeking deficiencies in the state he is in. In that case, there is no need to throw him down in importance so that he will find and see deficiencies in himself, since he himself is already looking for deficiencies so as to have empty kelim that the Creator may fill. What you were searching for before Rabash letter 16, when a person engages in a few lies, he cannot see the truth, how he is walking on a path of falsehood. Rather, he says that he's walking on a path of truth. Whereas, at the time that a person has acquired many lies, it turns out that the lie has grown within him to such an extent that now, meaning at the time that he sees that he's walking on a path of falsehood, he sees his true situation. That is, that he sees the truth within his soul, how to go on the right path. It follows that this point, which is the point of truth, when he sees that he's walking on a path of falsehood, is the means or the intermediate between falsehood and truth. This is the lie that links the truth and the lie. That point is the end of the lie, of the falsehood, and from here on begins the path of truth. And
that they would lie to themselves, that part.
This is from letter 19, Bala Sulam, the lie of grace. A woman who clings to the Creator shall be glorified, meaning during the preparation the beauty and grace appear. There's the essence of the perfection which one longs for and yearns for, but during the correction,
because that shines to his will to receive.
But during the correction, when the land will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, then I saw an upside-down world. Because only the fear and longing are the essence of the perfection that one longs for, and they feel that during the preparation, they were lying to themselves. And also,
I remember when Rabash wrote it, it was so unclear, I thought, when... And that one is Baal Salam, the other one.
And also from Rabash, the article of peace following a dispute is more important than not having a dispute at all. We need to know that the degree of Lo Lishma is a very important degree, and we don't have the mind with which to appreciate the importance of Torah and Mitzvot Lo Lishma. And my father, Baal Salam, said that as much as a person understands how much to appreciate the work of Lishma, that it is important work, he should know that even Lo Lishma is even more important than Lishma. That a person cannot appreciate its importance because one is not qualified to appreciate the importance of keeping Torah mitzvot even in Lo Lishma. But surely the perfection of keeping Torah mitzvot.
Read the next excerpt.
Excerpt number 20 out of Rabash, the difference between charity and gift. In the work of the Creator, in the beginning of His work, He had energy and confidence and great importance for Torah and prayer, because at that time He had grace of holiness, and He felt that the work of the Creator is important. However, this was still not considered a deficiency that the Creator will satisfy. A deficiency is called dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. Since the lack and pain of not having dvikut with the Creator was still not felt in him, as he has not exerted for it, because he has just begun the work. But when he does not see results over a long period of time of making efforts and does not see a satisfaction of his deficiency, torments and pain begin to form in him because he has made efforts but sees no progress in his work. At that time, the thoughts begin to come one by one. Sometimes it is with sparks of despair, sometimes he grows stronger, but then he sees once more that he has fallen from his state, and so on repeatedly. Finally, a real deficiency forms in him, which is obtained through exertion in ascents and descents. These ascents and descents leave him with pain each time at not having been granted dvikut with the Creator. Finally, when the cup has been filled sufficiently, it is called the kli. Then the filling of it comes from the Creator, since now he has a real kli. Nikrashu.